bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
I caught up with Richard Williams. He's an editor at The Independent in London, for a bit of a chat to see if we could gauge the mood. Here's that conversation. Richard Williams is an editor at The Independent in London. He joins me now on the phone. Richard, good evening.
Hi there. Hello.
Very late at night. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. What's been the initial reaction across Britain from the result of the Brexit referendum?
I think it's largely one of shock. Pollsters and bookies had generally predicted a narrow win for Remain. The last polls in the run-up to the referendum yesterday all pointed towards a win for the Remain camp. Clearly they were wrong, as they were at the previous general election. So I think there's a kind of just widespread level of shock, I think, among those who hoped we'd stay in the European Union, and also I think among a lot of those who had voted for us to leave. The nature of the political system here means that we're very used to a first-past-the-post system, which involves people invariably making protest votes, but it actually not having a substantial difference. And I wonder if that perhaps played into the result on this occasion.
Richard, we've seen the announcement of the resignation of Prime Minister David Cameron. There are calls, we understand, for the resignation of Jeremy Corbyn, who is the leader of the Labour Party. Scotland has also announced that perhaps they're going to hold another referendum to exit the UK. It all seems rather apocalyptic at the moment. What's the likely fallout, and what's the immediate fallout for the UK?
Well, obviously, as you mentioned, David Cameron stepped down, which was widely anticipated in the event of a Leave success. Again, as you say, there's pressure on Jeremy Corbyn. There's a feeling among those in his party that perhaps he didn't take a prominent enough role in spearheading the Remain campaign for the left. Also among the various kind of home nations, as you'll be aware, we had a referendum last year in Scotland for Scottish independence. Now, given the disparity in the vote across the UK, as you'll know, Scotland had a fairly
almost unanimous
majority for Remain. Exactly. So, I mean, we have stories on the Independent website now which cover the fact that Nicola Sturgeon, the leader of the Scottish Parliament, is pushing for a new referendum there. I think there is a feeling that the status quo is unsustainable. London, Scotland, the more urban parts of the countries, the big conurbations did tend to vote Remain. So I think people were waking up this morning very much in a divided kingdom.
And then, of course, there was another announcement that we saw in the news that that Northern Ireland, we may see a move to a unified Ireland, which was quite a startling response as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly, as and when we do formally leave the European Union, the border to Europe would be in Ireland, which, of course, brings with it a raft of other issues. I don't know. I think it's very early days, but clearly there will be those across the country and across Europe, for that matter, not to mention the world, who will have had agendas anyway, which they will now see the opportunity to seize upon.
Indeed.
Given the momentous nature of recent events.
Richard Williams is an editor at The Independent in London. Richard, we've seen the FTSE drop dramatically. We've seen the British pound at its lowest its lowest in now some three and a bit decades. It is being called a bit of a Black Friday. What the general feel amongst the people around you and amongst the people of London? Is it one of despondency, or is it one of, you know, Britain's always been able to sort of jump out of adversity and come back a little bigger and stronger, is some of the silver linings we're hearing. But are people feeling, particularly in the major cities, somewhat despondent and at a bit of a loss as to why this has happened?
Yes, I think there's a fair degree of despondency. Certainly in London, I mean, I'm very conscious of the fact that we are very much at the heart of the capital, and the capital which clearly there are massive swathes of the country, particularly in the north, feel very detached from. So whereas there is there's clearly widespread sentiment elsewhere for us to leave, that just simply doesn't exist here. So it was a surreal atmosphere this morning, and I mean, speaking personally, there's just utter devastation among friends and colleagues, on social media. A real kind of, I mean, it's created a massive void and massive uncertainty, and not least in financial markets, which, as you say, have been today was described as Black Friday. I think we saw the pound lose, fall against the dollar to levels that we haven't seen since 1985.
Since the 80s, exactly.
Massive uncertainty and a real sense of trepidation.
Richard, one final question. We've actually seen some results from polling, and the big results suggest that older people were more in favour of leaving the EU. They feel some sense of detachment from the EU, whereas younger voters very much are strongly in support of remaining in the EU. So can see the benefits for work opportunities, for investment opportunities. There's all sorts of opportunities that young people may now be denied by not being a member of the EU. I guess the question is, you know, as the older generation start to die off, is there going to be a sense of resentment from those younger voters that they were denied that opportunity?
I think so, Peter. I think that's been one of the common themes, certainly on social media, which, of course, as we know, is predominantly populated by young people. There really is a resentment. I mean, and it's not the first example of the older generation leaving those of a kind of younger demographic with the after effects of their ills. Of course, we've had the economy's been turbulent for some years now anyway. We've had, obviously, since 2008, things have been running up and down, employment's been difficult, the markets have been volatile, and, you know, of course, that ultimately impacts on young people. And it's another example of the divide that now exists across the country, from area to area, from age to age. And clearly, here in London, we have a very large ethnic minority communities, many of whom, I think, today were feeling that little less welcome in the country, and understandably so.
Well, yeah, absolutely not a surprise, given that the sort of xenophobia and a bit of bigotry seems to have driven this result. Richard, we're very grateful for your time. We understand it's very, very late at night, and you're probably all wanting to just go home and have a cup of tea at Bex and a jolly good lie down, and see if you can wake up tomorrow and hope this is perhaps a bit of a dream. We are grateful for your time, and we'll keep following this story as it all evolves. Thank you.
Not at all. Thank you.
That's Richard Williams. He is an editor at The Independent in London, somebody who was able to give us a bit of a feeling of what it actually means in Britain today. I think there's shock and resignation across the country, particularly in the major cities, where we obviously have seen the result of Brexit.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.